Let's go. It's time to play our game, Card de Sharks. I need contestants. Who wants to play to win $50 at any of the Jester Concepts restaurants? Parlor, PS Steak. 651-461-9226. Two people who want to play Minnesota's fastest growing afternoon card related game. Laura's here, ready to go. Your offspring is going to be with us at 4:30.
He is. I guess he didn't want to actually come to the station to see his mother today.
Is he in trouble with you?
He is not in trouble.
No.
He might have a case of the Fridays and the working from home Fridays today.
I don't blame him. Yeah, I don't blame him. No. And with the heat today, it is, it's not pleasant. But what happened, wasn't there a heat alert or...
There was a heat advisory, but I don't see it popping
like
up on the National Weather Service page anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, which sort of make, I don't know. You know how I feel about the heat advisory.
What? How?
Just go outside. Like, what do we need an advisory for?
We know.
Like, all
not.
The other advisories I like. This advisory seems ridiculous. And all the TV stations, I did put a poll out on X today, because all the TV stations, you know, they have their alert going.
Yes.
So, because we don't have enough alerts. But which of these alerts do you have a favorite? Do you have a number one alert?
Okay.
Forecast first alert, next weather alert, or weather impact alert? Which is your favorite of the alerts? They're all pretty good.
The one that pops into my mind, first of all, is the next weather
alert. Next weather alert, yeah.
But they're all the same.
Dan has a favorite. Alert.
And? Are you going to play a thing or am I going to say it?
No, you can say it.
Oh, okay. The life alert.
The life alert.
Life alert?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I've fallen down and I can't get up.
Oh, that one where you wear the little necklace.
That's a good alert.
Yes.
Weather impact alerts. Currently, the next weather alert is in the lead on my poll.
Yeah. And which station is that one?
I think that's Channel 4.
Okay.
Channel 9 is the only one without an alert, as far as I can tell. And I bet they're jealous. I bet they're jealous. I'm sure they wish they had one. We have two contestants ready to go. Winner gets $50 to Jester Concepts. It's time to play Card de Sharks. Hang on.
When the turtle stops spinning in the computer. That's... Yeah, there we go. There we go.
Card de Sharks Friday is here just for you. A battle royale played only between two. You could be the one if your luck's really good. Just don't mow before 7 if you're in Jason's hood on Card de Sharks.
Before 7 a.m., somebody was mowing?
7:15, someone was mowing in my neighborhood this week. It was a commercial landscaper.
Okay.
Still, though.
Got to get the work done.
Got to get the work done. I think it was too early. Kristen Olson, nice work on the poem. Let's say hi to Jody in Roseville. Jody, thanks for calling and playing. How are you?
I'm just fine, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
My pleasure. How's life in Roseville?
Roseville is good.
Yeah.
I couldn't figure out why I'm so hot right now. I just realized the car seat heats are on.
Ooh. I did that recently, too. Isn't that crazy? You start pressing buttons, and then your butt's getting hot.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you have on your car, do you have the seat cooler? You know, like cars have a lot of cars have the seat warmer. I feel like that's almost a necessity in Minnesota, the butt warmer.
Yeah.
But the butt cooler?
I feel like if I win today, I'm going to buy the butt cooler
there you go.
For my car.
I like that.
Menopausal women everywhere will buy the butt cooler. We all need it.
Do they make that for the bed? I feel like some sort of mattress pad, the butt cooler.
Not only the pad, I've seen the thing that has almost a mini air conditioner with a hose that goes up right over the... The bed
itself. As a mattress pad.
Blows, no, not as a pad.
Oh, over the bed.
It just blows in,
A little mister.
Yeah.
Huh.
Nice.
Take it.
I don't love the car butt cooler because it sort of makes you feel like you wet your pants. It's just like there's just a weird sensation.
Kinda
where
clammy.
Yeah, I had that on. I'm like,
is that a common concern for you?
Do you have a butt cooler?
Know.
I do have a butt cooler.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't even know there was
that's
such a thing.
Fancy I
you
am.
You are fancy.
Yeah.
Either you wet your pants or you sweat your pants.
That's right.
You got one or the other.
Gotta pick a side. That's a life lesson right there. Jody, you're playing against Kellen in Minneapolis. Hi, Kellen.
Hello.
How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you for having me.
Butt warmer or butt cooler? Do you have either of those in your car?
No.
That's the life. That's when you're living the luxury life. When you
kidding.
I find the butt cooler a little strange.
I need to try out your butt cooler.
All right, you can come to the car.
Yeah, I would like that.
It will be a liner in about 3, 2.
Oh, very funny. Jody and Kellen, here's how we play. We start with a survey of 100 people. The first question will go to Jody. She will give a number between 0 and 100. Kellen will say high or lower. Whoever's right gets control of the board. Laura has dealt the cards out, so we're ready to play. And the first question goes to you, Jody.
All right.
I'm glad you've turned off the seat warmer. We asked 100 people, do you think pineapple belongs on pizza?
Oh, go. Should be zero.
Yeah.
But
How many people said yes? You're a no on pineapple on pizza, huh?
I am not a pineapple on pizza person. So, tell you what. I'm going to go split even on this and say 51% of the people said no.
All right. So that would be 49 say yes, correct?
Mm-hmm.
49 people say yes, pineapple goes on pizza. Callan, Jody made it tough for you by going almost right up the middle. Are you a pineapple on pizza person, Callan?
No, I am not.
Yeah. Why is it okay to put sausage and mushrooms and onions and green peppers? What's the big whoop? Why do people get so worked up about pineapple, Laura?
It's just, it's not a setting for fruit.
Mm. No.
It's just not a setting
for
fruit.
It's the fruit issue. My wife doesn't like fruit in salads. Like, that's sort of an issue for her.
Okay.
Like, sometimes you see strawberry or blueberries or whatever in, like, a green salad, and she's a no on that. I'm more of a live and let live guy. You don't hear me freaking out about people's...
Throw it all on.
All right, Callan. Jody said 49 people would say yes, pineapple goes on pizza. Do you think the actual number is higher or lower?
I'm going to say higher.
All right, Callan thinks more people. You think everybody more people are okay with pineapple on pizza? The actual number who said pineapple belongs on pizza is 45. Mm. It was just a little lower, in fact. So, Jody, you get control of the board. Do you want the red cards or the blue cards?
We're going blue today.
All right. Jody goes blue. You can watch this live on YouTube, by the way. We have a live feed of Laura flipping over your first card, which is a king. You start with a king. Ooh. Nice.
Nice
opener, Jody. Higher or lower than a king?
I'll go lower.
Lower than a king? It is lower. It is a four, and you're off to a very good start here.
Nice.
You can freeze at any point, but right now you're on a four. Pretty good card. Want to go higher, lower, or freeze, Jody?
I'm going to go ahead and go higher.
All right. Higher than a four? Jody in Roseville, it is higher, and now you got a seven. One of those up the middle cards. Always scary.
Yeah.
What do you want to do?
Yeah, freeze.
All right, Jody freezes on the seven, and we're going to freeze as well. We'll take a quick break. Next question coming to Kellen. We're playing for $50 gift card to any of the Jester Concept restaurants. Butcher and the Boar, they got that new patio. Starling in Edina, lots of great places for you to go visit. We'll be back with Card to Sharks in just a minute on CCI. All right, Card D Sharks in effect. We've got a nice couple of contestants, Jody in Roseville, Kellen in Minneapolis. Jody off to a three-card lead. Kellen hoping to get a chance to get to the board. And Kellen, this next question goes to you. We're playing for $50 at Jester Concepts, so many great restaurants. Kellen, here's your question. We asked 100 single adults, would you go on a blind date arranged by your mom? How many single adults said, you know what, sure, I'd go on a blind date arranged by my mom? Kellen, where would you land on that question?
That would be a big no.
I don't know. I mean, who would know you better? Like, why wouldn't mom be a great... No? Doesn't sound super appealing, I think.
No.
What do you think? How many said, sure, yes, I'll go on a blind date that mom arranged?
I would say 28%.
Kellen says 28%. Jody, would you ever consider such a thing, a blind date arranged by mom?
You know, I'm going to say no also, but in light of your previous one of these kids bringing their parents to their
right
to interviews, you know, perhaps we bring them on their first date too. So.
Yeah, can't rule it out. I don't know.
What right, do you, right.
Higher or lower than 28 then?
I'm going lower.
So you think, let me just make sure you have it, that we have it right.
Yes.
Kellen said 28 would go on a blind date arranged by their mom. You think lower than 28?
Yes, I think lower.
All right, Jody says lower. The actual number is 27.
Oh, wow.
Kellen, I feel so bad for you. That was such a good guess.
Right.
Such a good guess. But Jody, you're on fire here. What can I say? Jody, you get control of the board. You have that 7 that you froze on. Because you got the question right, you can change the 7 if you'd like.
Yes, I'd like to change the 7.
All right, Jody gets rid of the 7 and it becomes an 8. Well,
no,
that's EIGHT 8.
Yes. 8 it now, is.
Now what? I have to
now
pick
you
one
go,
or the other?
Yep, high or lower. You have nothing to lose because you froze, so flip the coin and what do you think?
Lower.
Lower than an 8 it is. A 3 it is lower than an 8. And Jody, now you are one card away from that $50 gift card to any of the Jester Concepts restaurants. What are you going to do, higher or lower than the 3?
Crossing my fingers on higher.
All right. Laura flips it. It's a jack. Hey! It is higher.
Yay!
Oh, my goodness. Kellen, you didn't even get a shot. You didn't.
Sorry, Kellen.
Out. Sorry, Kellen.
Wow.
That's okay. You can get that butt cooler now.
Yes.
Kellen, I mean, why don't we have Kellen
yeah, at
call
least let
a
her
couple
take
cards,
a run at
least.
Yeah.
Laura's going to flip what you would have had. You would have had a 5, higher or lower?
Higher.
Higher than a 5. It's a jack. Then you would have said?
Lower.
Lower than a jack. It's a 10. Then you would have said?
Lower.
Lower than a 10. It's a 4. Then you would have said?
Wow.
Oh, my.
Higher.
Yeah. Oh. 10. Oh,
man,
my
now goodness. She feels even worse.
I know. Usually
right.
usually people
Way
slip.
To go, Jason.
Usually people fail on that, and everybody feels better. But now, what can I tell you?
There's got to be a consolation prize.
Yes.
Come on.
Do you have any ties left?
Oh, you know what? Let's get Kellen's information. Well, I will send you a consolation prize. Jody and Kellen, you are both delightful. Thank you guys for playing. Good job.
Thank you.
Stay on the line. Dan will get both of your information. Jody is getting $50 at Jester Concepts. One of their great restaurants. They just opened a bunch of new spots in Excelsior. So go check out one of the... I'll be at their newest place in Excelsior, I think on Monday. I'm going Monday night.
Lovely. We should tell people, too, of course, if you're a big fan of Card to Sharks, come see us out at the State Fair here in a couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah.
We will have Fridays. We will be out there playing Card to Sharks both days.
And you might need some guest card turners because I won't be there.
That's true.
Yeah.
There
you've
you go.
Got, you've, somebody has to cover the dang news.
That's right.
Even during this fair.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Laura. Thanks, Dan. Jody and Kellen, stay on the line. We are going to break. When we come back, Charlie Oaks. It's the Charlie Oaks cinematic experience. He just saw a movie called Weapons. And the buzz on this movie has been enough to make you maybe forget about Freakier Friday. We'll talk about all of that with Charlie in just a minute here on CCO.
So this one Wednesday is like a normal day for the whole school. But today was different. Every other class had all their kids. But Mrs. Gandhi's room was totally empty. And do you know why? Because the night before, at 2:17 in the morning, every kid woke up, got out of bed, walked downstairs, and into the dark. And they never came back.
Ooh, that is the trailer to the new movie Weapons, just out in theaters. And the reaction I have seen about this movie, a horror film, sort of a mysterious horror movie, has been through the roof positive. So we wanted to bring in our Gen Z movie critic for the Charlie Oaks Cinematic Experience. Charlie is with us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. You just saw this, right, Charlie?
I did. I actually just got chills from you playing that clip. I saw it last night, and I can confirm the positive reviews. It was outstanding.
Give me a little summary of what this movie is, because you get a sense from the trailer just how mysterious and creepy and but tell us what the movie's about.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of summed it up a little bit. It's these kids from this classroom go missing, all besides one. And the story kind of unfolds as to why only one kid didn't go missing and what happened to the others. And it kind of shows you through different perspectives on kind of what's going on in the town and how the characters interact. I thought it was really well done, very creative, completely original. It's up there with Sinners for best movie of the year for me.
Really? That good?
Yep.
Favorite actors or favorite performances in this one?
I'd probably say Josh Brolin or Julia Garner, really. I mean, everyone was really good. Supporting cast was great. I thought it was very well casted. I was just reading an article that Pedro Pascal was supposed to be in this, but had to drop out due to scheduling conflicts, so we would have had our fourth Pedro Pascal movie in a month. But no, regardless, I think it was very well casted, and I was really looking forward to this one. It was great to see opening night and to hear some of those crowd reactions.
Charlie Oaks is with us, and this movie just opened, right? So people can find that everywhere. It's looks like Rotten Tomatoes, 96% score, so that is like people are loving it. Who would not like this movie? This is a rated R. Who would you not recommend it to?
Well, I wouldn't recommend it to children. We had a couple like 5-year-olds in our theater last night.
Oh, really?
And yeah, I was kind of shocked by that. So yeah, don't bring your kids to this one. But if you don't like, I guess, horror movies in general, you know, this one definitely had a really good comedic element to it. So there was sort of that comedic relief where you don't have to watch the movie through your hand the whole time, you know, kind of anticipating a jump scare. It wasn't like cheesy, you know, jump scares just screaming in your face and, you know, a movie you can kind of barely look at. It was more of a well thought out story with, you know, a good mix of genre, certainly more comedic than I expected. So I honestly say if you're on the verge, and you don't know if you might like it, just go for it.
All right. Very
it's
good.
A fun time.
Charlie Oaks, just saw Weapons, recommending that. This has been a busy month for movies. I saw Superman early this month. I like Superman. I know it's been sort of mixed reviews, but I thought it was pretty good.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I thought it was awesome. It was fun, colorful. It was good action. I mean, once it kind of took off, you know, it was nonstop, just nonstop entertainment. It's like, what more could you ask for a superhero movie?
Right. What else have you seen this month?
Well, I saw Fantastic Four. That was great.
Pick a side. Would you pick Superman or Fantastic Four?
You know, well, that's funny you ask that because I'm totally in favor of Marvel just in general over DC, but I do think that this Superman movie this year won me over. I think it was just so well done. And it's funny because actually the director, that James Gunn, he directed the Guardians of the Galaxies. So those are Marvel. So you're definitely seeing some of his, you know, what he can bring to the table with the Superman movie. So yeah, I'd pick that one. That's probably my number two of the year behind Sinners. Weapons number three.
And Jurassic World was out this month as well. So like quite a month. Do you get a sense that this is, I don't know, that I guess I don't know if movies are ever going to be like fully what they were, but it, with the advent of streaming and everything, but it does seem like this has been a bit of a blockbuster month.
Yeah, and I think that's great momentum for the theaters, and I think we need that, and I'm, you know, this is July. July's always a big month. We had Barbie and Oppenheimer, like, what was that, 2 or 3 years ago?
Yeah.
And next year we get a new Spider-Man movie and Christopher Nolan's The Odyssey, both starring Tom Holland, all in the span of a week. So that, you know, next year July is going to be great. Next year in general for movies is going to be great, but I think, yeah, it's a good thing for the theaters, and I hope that, you know, we can keep them alive.
One of our commenters on YouTube is asking about the new Naked Gun. So that movie also, did that just come out last week, I think, the new Naked Gun? I've heard pretty good about
it. Last week.
Have you seen that one?
I have not seen that one. I have heard it is hilarious. I've heard it's one of the best comedies in years. I really should get around to that this weekend. I've heard Liam Neeson is just amazing in it. So, again, that's another one I've only heard positive things on. It's a lot more funny, I think, than people expected. So that's on the list.
Yeah, it is interesting to me where you say we haven't really had comedies on the big screen over the last couple of years. It's all been like horror or drama or like love stories. So it'll be interesting if people go back to see just a good old school comedy. Comedy has never been bigger. It's like half of my TikTok is comedians. So you feel like people want to laugh, but do people like this kind of storytelling, this kind of comedy? I don't know.
Yeah, and that's another thing. It's like that's a good example of you just got to go in kind of knowing what you're going to get. It's not, you know, it's not going to be some outstanding cinematic masterpiece,
right,
but if you
right.
go in ready to have a fun time and catch a laugh or two, I think it'll be a blast for you. And I think that this movie hopefully will set a nice trend for more comedies to start releasing more often.
I think a lot of people had some trepidation over this movie because it's been so long since the original, right? And
yep.
obviously a lot has happened with one particular cast member who's no longer with us and what happened in his life. But I think they even make a nod to that in the movie. But it's like, you know, can you really go back and capture that essence? And the Liam Neeson casting seemed, I don't think of him in comedy. I know he did some funny roles like in the Lego movie and stuff like that, but he just doesn't seem okay. He's going to be super funny. But then they thought the same thing about Leslie Nielsen when he started those originals.
Same deal.
So, yeah. I mean, I think there's some trepidation, but I'm with you, Charlie. Everything I've heard about it says it's great.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree about the Liam Neeson casting thing, but it's also like, you know, think about their thought process there. They probably just said, hey, let's just go with Liam Neeson. And you know, I think people are going to love it. I think for them, that was honestly a bold casting move. And I almost wonder if it's like the closer they got to wrapping up filming, they were like, yeah, this will totally work. Like, this, we did a good job, and he's the right guy.
Texters are stepping up on Naked Gun. Jason, it's hilarious. There's a body cam part where Frank eats a Mexican lunch and it goes right through him. That's pretty good. Another texter says they definitely address. We're talking about O.J. Simpson, right? The cast member. Are we not allowed to say O.J.'s name? How PC has this show gotten? It's fine. So they address the juice in the movie. So pretty good. Charlie Oakes is with us. We're talking about the blockbusters of July and the start of August. We're getting kind of to that time of year where the studios start cramming out, you know, get it out there, get these movies out there. What are you as we look towards the next couple months, what are you excited about? What are you anticipating?
I am looking forward to Caught Stealing, the new Austin Butler and Zoe Kravitz movie directed by Darren Aronofsky. He directed Black Swan, and actually Black Swan is being re-released in IMAX for the first time into theaters, I think kind of in anticipation around Darren Aronofsky's latest feature, which is Caught Stealing. So, I'm really excited for that one. It was filmed in New York during the same time as Marty Supreme, which is Timothy Chalamet's new movie coming out Christmas. So I saw a couple behind-the-scenes photos of a little bit of overlap, which I thought was cool. That's probably a big one for August. And also, the original Jaws is being re-released in IMAX last week of August. So I'll be seeing that.
The original Jaws in IMAX. That's pretty cool.
Yep.
And that's, it's the 50th anniversary of Jaws, right? So that's why they're doing that?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, pretty fun. Do you remember, I mean, it's always interesting to watch these older movies where you think, all right, like the special effects, obviously it's from, you know, 50 years ago. Jaws on the big screen still sort of creep you out the way the original Jaws.
And the ultra big screen, if you're going IMAX, that's the part that I'm curious about is, you know, how do you, I know there's a process by which you can take a movie not shot in IMAX and upgrade it like that, but I wonder how it holds up, you know?
I know. I'm very curious to see it. But it's also like I'm excited to see the practical effects on the big screen. It's just, you know, my motto is if it's in IMAX, see it in IMAX. That's the way it's intended. That's how you get the full immersive experience. And, you know, with that, weapons, see it this weekend. Always, you know, see these horror thriller ones when the crowd is packed. It's better to do that than go alone because then it's really scary. So it's good to at least have some people around you. But, yeah, see it this weekend in IMAX.
Jaws and Caught Stealing, both a couple ones to put on your calendar. But two thumbs way up for the movie you saw last night, Weapons. So check that out if you love a good kind of horror mystery movie. Charlie Oakes, really glad to have you on. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Thanks for the chat, guys.
All right. Charlie Oakes and the Charlie Oakes Cinematic Experience. We're going to break. Today is National Pickleball Day. Can you please explain the obsession to me? And we'll talk about what Dan is wrong about when it comes to the highway and an accident. Dan is wrong. It happens rarely, but we'll talk about it next. Right, guys, the Twins gave us 2 hours away. We got our pregame party. Henry Lake is going to be out at
Inbound.
Yes. Inbound Brewing.
Yes.
Which is pretty close to Target Field. So
great spot for before the game.
Go see Henry. He'll be live from 6 to 6:30. And
I heard Chris Tubb is buying everybody drinks. So,
hey,
you know,
all right.
Tubbs, say hello.
Nice. Very good. So today is National Pickleball Day. People love pickleball. Is the excitement of pickleball that you get to pretend that you're doing something athletic? Is that why people get so geeked out about it? What do you think? I mean, I've never seen my fellow old people get so excited about. I mean, maybe like my mom and Mahjong, the card game, like her level of excitement for that is similar to like Blois Olson's level of excitement about pickleball. Is there anything in you that has ever made you, Dan Cook, want to play pickleball?
Not necessarily, because I'm at a point in my life now where any athletic endeavor risks injury to my back. So, no.
Yeah.
But I get it in the terms of it's like playing tennis only on a much smaller court, so you're not killing yourself running all over the place.
Yeah, true.
So I get the fascination with it.
It's pretty interesting. Like, I will be very curious if. Like, the fascination will, is this a long-lasting thing, or is this going to be like the rollerblading of the 90s?
Fair question. You don't know.
Because they're building all these facilities, community.
But it's been around a fair while.
It's lasted longer than I thought it would. I did play it a couple of weeks ago.
With Blois?
No. I'm probably not like, do you want to play a game like pickleball with your friends? Because I feel like there are certain people who just don't align on the level of competitiveness that you bring to an activity
that
like
is that. Important. Yeah, you got to be on the same page there. It's no good.
Yeah, I have no judgment about like if you're hyper competitive or if you're not, but you don't want to have someone who's like a casual chill.
Right.
Yeah. So you were.
Yeah.
You were in a. You weren't in a crash, but
no,
you encountered
thank God I was not. I encountered a crash on the way in today. And you're wrong about me being wrong, by the way. So I'm coming in to downtown on 394, and there happened to be a crash up around the Penn Avenue exit somewhere off on the right side.
Okay.
So traffic was all backed up because we were going three lanes down to two lanes, right? And I get that. So I'm trying to be patient. You know, people are ducking in and out of lanes, being foolish, but whatever.
Which is silly. You should pull over.
But as I'm in, first I start in the right lane, and I hear a siren, and I look in the rear view, and here comes an ambulance. So, like a good driver, I and the rest of the crew all pulled over to the side of the shoulder to give the ambulance access to get through. No problem. I then make my way over to the middle lane, and now I hear more sirens coming and look in the rear view, and now here comes a fire engine in the right lane. So I'm out of the way already.
Yep.
People in the right lane get out of the way. Fire engine comes through. And now I notice there's three cars stapled to the back of the fire engine that are passing all these cars that have gotten out of the way for the emergency vehicle, thinking they're cooler than everybody else and are just going to skate by. Meanwhile, Mr. Armored Vehicle up front just about cuts one of them off because he's so angry and, you know, caused almost an enormous another accident there. Thank God he didn't. But if you're following the emergency vehicle like that when everybody else is trying to get out of the way, you're a jerk. I'm sorry, you're a jerk. Just pull out of the way, let the emergency vehicle pass, and then get back in the lane and go. And I'm not wrong.
You're totally wrong. It's what this is like drafting behind a bicycle in a bike race.
You're not a NASCAR, okay?
So
you're not drafting.
If you get the chance and somebody's clearing that path, like...
What's the matter with you?
Seems harmless to me.